Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to Tales of the Resistance, where we bring you stories of defiance and rebellion, little glimmers of hope in overwhelming times. I'm not Amber Hunt or Daisy Egan. I'm Amanda Rossman. You know me from behind the scenes. But let's go ahead and dive in. Big news this week. Zohran Mamdani, the 33-year-old Democratic Socialist who once polled at a humble 1%, is now officially the Democratic nominee for mayor of New York City. He beat out Andrew Cuomo, who apparently thought voters forgot about the whole resignation thing. Spoiler, they did not. Support is pouring in from Bernie and AOC and even labor unions like the Service Employees International Union and New York State Nurses have hopped on board post-primary. In November, he'll face off against Mayor Eric Adams. Adams was elected as a Democrat, but is now running as an independent after Trump's Justice Department conveniently dropped some pesky corruption charges. Also in the mix, Republican nominee Curtis Sliwa and a grab bag, wink wink, of other independent hopefuls crowding the fall ballot. In a recent interview, Mamdani was asked how he would respond to those who doubt him. He said of his campaign,
"I would say that a campaign offers a glimpse of what an administration would look like. And we built a campaign the likes of which the city has not seen in a long time. We started with 2 full-time employees and now are managing 50,000 volunteers. At the beginning of this race, there were questions of whether we'd get 50,000 votes. And yet we had 50,000
volunteers.
50,000 volunteers who knocked on 1.5 million doors, made 2.1 million phone calls. And ultimately, it's a story of not only being able to inspire people, but absorb that inspiration and build an organization. And I think that's also the story of what it means to run a city, that you are ultimately responsible, but you're also determined by hiring the best and the brightest."
However, this all seems to have gotten under the president's skin. Trump went on one of his usual tirades this week and falsely accused Mamdani of being an illegal immigrant, saying that he would have him arrested if he tried to interfere with ICE agents. Mamdani was born in Uganda and has lived in the United States since he was 7 years old. He became a naturalized citizen in 2018. The Democratic hopeful took to the X platform to defend himself against Trump, posting, quote, "His statements don't just represent an attack on our democracy, but in an attempt to send a message to every New Yorker who refuses to hide in the shadows. If you speak up, they will come for you. We will not accept this intimidation," end quote. As President Trump visited a controversial new migrant detention center deep in the Florida Everglades, now nicknamed Alligator Alcatraz, he was met not with fanfare, but with fury. Hundreds of protesters lined Highway 41 on Saturday, June 28th, braving triple-digit heat to condemn the facility's location and purpose. Holding signs and chanting from the roadside, demonstrators raised concerns about environmental destruction, indigenous land rights, and the use of literal wildlife as a deterrent to escape. Ecologist Christopher McFoy was among the protesters. He told the AP, quote, "People I know are in tears, and I wasn't far from it," end quote. Indigenous leaders from the Makuski and Seminole tribes condemned the facility as a violation of sacred land. While environmental groups warn that even temporary construction near the Big Cypress Nature Preserve could permanently disrupt the fragile ecosystem. For many, the protest wasn't just symbolic. It was loud, visible, and deeply personal. Demonstrators blocked entrances, staged sit-ins near the preserve boundaries, and promised continued resistance. Quote, "This is not just about land, it's about human dignity," end quote, one organizer shouted through a megaphone. Trump, unfazed, waved his supporters and brushed off criticism, calling the project, quote, "a little controversial, but I couldn't care less," end quote. He also joked that migrants might try to escape, but should run in zigzags to avoid being eaten, because apparently, nothing says humanitarian crisis quite like joking about death by alligator. The facility is expected to begin operation soon in early July, but if these protests are any indication, the resistance is only just getting started. Speaking of deportations and ICE, an app called ICE Block is now the number one free social networking app on the App Store. The application launched in April, and users can anonymously report nearby ICE agent sightings with two taps, ringing alarm bells in immigrant communities worried about crackdowns under Trump's second term. ICE Block creator Joshua Aaron said he built the app to empower immigrants amid fear during ramped-up ICE raids. He told NBC News, quote, "I grew up in a Jewish household, and being part of the Jewish community, I had the chance to meet Holocaust survivors and learn the history of what happened in Nazi Germany. And the parallels that we draw between what's happening right now in our country and Hitler's rise to power are undeniable," end quote. CNN wrote an article about the app recently, and White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt called out the news agency citing concerns about agent safety. Attorney General Pam Bondi also went on Fox News to voice her opposition.
He's giving a message to criminals where our federal officers are, and he cannot do that. And we are looking at it. We are looking at him, and he better watch out, because that's not a protected speech. That is threatening the lives of our law enforcement officers throughout this country. And shame on CNN. I just saw that for the first time when you showed it, that they're promoting that app. That's shame on them for doing that.
CNN posted a response on X saying, quote, "This is an app that is publicly available to any iPhone user who wants to download it. There is nothing illegal about reporting the existence of this or any other app, nor does such reporting constitute promotion or other endorsement of the app by CNN," end quote. So yeah, what they said. This next story was written by Amber before she left on vacation, because even time off can't stop her inner journalist. In Atlanta, a different kind of resistance is flourishing, this one rooted in a forest. See what I did there? I mean, what Amber did there? It's rooted in a forest. Anyway, the Stop Cop City movement has occupied South River Forest since 2021, protesting the construction of a $118 million police training facility nicknamed Cop City. Environmental justice advocates, racial justice organizers, and self-described forest defenders have joined forces, staging the tree sits, blockades, and surprise reoccupations to protect one of the largest urban forests in the U.S. In September 2023, 61 activists, later dubbed the ATL 61, were indicted under Georgia's Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, or RICO, RICO. Others have faced domestic terrorism charges, a rare and aggressive application of such laws against protesters. At the center of the outrage is the land itself. The forest sits in a majority Black neighborhood and is considered critical for climate resilience. The 85-acre complex includes a mock city, firing ranges, vehicular training zones, and a helicopter pad, what critics call a blueprint for militarized policing. Despite mass protest, construction was completed in April 2025. But the resistance wasn't for nothing. The movement has revitalized youth organizing across Georgia, fueled a civil rights complaint to the EPA alleging environmental racism, and forced a national conversation about how we fund public safety, who bears the cost, and what democracy looks like when people try to stop bulldozers with their bodies. This has been Tales of the Resistance, a production of Grab Bag Collab. This show is reported and edited by me, Amanda Rossman, and Amber Hunt. Daisy Egan will sometimes chime in. Support Grab Bag Collab at patreon.com/grabbagcollab. See you next time.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.